Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, John Starling. Welcome, John. Welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Wayne. I appreciate you having me on.
John Starling is an idea machine. Tell me about that. Why are you an idea machine?
Geez, I don't know. That's still one of the many labels I've gotten over the years. That and Kingmaker.
He's the founding partner of Smith Growth Partners, and he works with clients to help them identify and articulate strategy and then to implement changes that they need in order to bring about growth goals to fruition. Prior to founding Smith Growth Partners in 1997, he served as vice president of marketing and internet business for a major player in the asset-backed securities market. He's a lifelong martial artist who holds a black belt in Muay Thai, Thai boxing, and his relationship to the martial arts has created a value system and determination that he applies to his business practices. In early 2012, John founded the Business Exit Forum, which we're going to focus on in today's program. But first, before we get there, tell me about how you got into martial arts and how that's influenced you in your thinking and what you do today.
Thank you. I started in the martial arts when I was 7 years old, and I've been a journeyman with it all my life. And finally, in my late 20s, went overseas, put myself in the service of a master, and finally earned my black belt after many dojos and trials and tribulations. And I've actually recently finished writing a book through Smart CEO on business growth strategy in the martial arts. So everything's going in the right direction. And I also, I don't know if you know, but I founded a free karate school in Baltimore City for low-income kids.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's an MMA school, mentoring in martial arts.
That is absolutely wonderful. I mean, I have had other guests on the show who have similar, not similar backgrounds, but similar motivations, and they tie the martial arts to their business. How do the two tie together?
It's really simple. It's an achievement model. If you think about it, you know, a lot of your listeners probably have kids who are in Taekwondo, so they go in and they get their white belt, their yellow belt, all the way up. Yeah. And business growth strategy also is an achievement model, and very similar to getting your black belt and then moving beyond the black belt. It's really, there comes a point in your career as a martial artist where it's not about adding things in, new techniques, new styles. It's about what you're willing to give up. And that's what I've found through coaching hundreds of CEOs over the years too, is that the big breakthroughs come in when they're ready to give something up, usually around ego and attachment, if you can imagine.
that's a good tie-in then. So the Business Exit Forum is a nonprofit organization, right?
That's correct.
So first of all, why did you start this program?
I was introduced to a couple of pretty smart guys from Morgan Stanley here in the region, from the Capital Bay group of Morgan Stanley. I was introduced to them by an old client, dear friend, Ron Everett from the Business Valuation Center. And he said, you know, these guys have a really, really good idea. They need some help executing it. So I was brought in as an introduction, and Smith Growth Partners, my management consulting firm, wrote the plan for what is now the Business Exit Forum. And at the end of that, I said, you know, this is a great idea. And 13, 14 years of doing this work now within B2B, this is one of the best ideas I've seen, but you need to form it as a nonprofit educational institution so it's approachable to the market, and so it can really just be an education vehicle. And they said, well, how'd you like to do that? And I said, let me think about it.
Yeah.
I thought about it and decided to take it on, and I formed a nonprofit this summer.
Why a nonprofit as opposed to a for-profit?
You know, there's a lot of groups out there in exit planning that have done this as a for-profit, but I've been in the content game for a long time. Back in 2001, I started the country's first content company. We had a company that was called Smith Content. All we did was content development. So we know this stuff pretty well. And I pulled back and said, what if we didn't wrap this inside of Morgan Stanley or BB&T, which are some of our members? What if we brought all these experts together and we created a nonprofit educational institution where the market can feel safe in coming to our seminars, getting on our webinars, going to our online library, interacting with our experts, our preferred advisors, and with the information that they have to offer, and not feel like they're walking into a shark tank?
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And the IRS granted you exempt status. Is it a 501c3 or C6?
No, we didn't elect to go for the C3 or the C6. It's a nonprofit, but we didn't go for those designations. We had a long talk with our legal counsel about it.
Right.
And decided that really the juice wasn't worth the squeeze because, you know, what the members care about is what's the write-off.
Right.
And there's no, you know, the write-off is the same whether it's a nonprofit or not because to them it's a marketing expense. We may at some point pick up the designation if we were to go after some foundation dollars or something. But for now, it's a nonprofit. It's a good way to wrap us.
So tell me about the Business Exit Forum. What's its mission, its unique format, and its approach? Why is it such a good idea?
Well, the Business Exit Forum as an idea, I think, is historic. You've got a historic number of companies that are, over the next 10 years, moving through the growth continuum towards an exit. Roughly one-third of all companies in the United States across all sectors will change hands. And the reason behind that, of course, is we have the largest generation in American history sunsetting their business lives. Right behind that, of course, you have the smallest generation in history, Generation X, my generation. So it is the proverbial rat through the snake. I don't see anything else in the next 10 years. I'm not an economist. I've been retained by a few, but I don't see anything else. I don't think it's the Keystone Pipeline or nanotechnology or TARP 17. I don't see anything else out there that is this big where you have literally trillions of dollars of wealth that are going to be transferred from one generation of business owners to the next. Now, whether or not it's done correctly is a whole nother matter. As you know, the vast majority of people who sell their businesses and people who buy businesses on both sides of the deal table walk away disappointed,
right,
feeling like they didn't get value
right,
or the value that they deserved. And we're here to make sure that doesn't happen.
So it's not just all about selling the business and making sure that people get the maximum value, et cetera, for their business, but what else is it about? There's got to be another hitch here.
Transition, generational transition.
Which is an impossible task to undertake for this number of businesses. There's so many people that need help, aren't there?
It is absolutely historic. And unfortunately, it's going to be cattle over a cliff if some organization doesn't stand up and really educate the market. And that's what we've decided to take on. If we do it right, Wayne, I think that we could actually, and I don't believe this is an overstatement, but I think that we could help this country get back on its feet because I don't see anything else. You're talking in the neighborhood of $13 trillion, depending upon what expert you talk to. That's almost as big as the national debt,
deficit,
right?
Yeah.
The national deficit,
right.
Yeah, $16 trillion. So that's what we're committed to.
So being a content provider, obviously, and your experience as being a content provider is an incredibly important part of the Business Exit Forum's model to educate the market. Tell me a little bit more about that. How are you going to educate the market? What types of programs will you bring? What types of content can you offer to the general public?
Well, we just started with a seminar series that we call Profiles in Growth. And what we do is we take regional CEOs that have cashed out. They've done it. They've built their businesses. They've sold their businesses. Some of them are later in life. Some of them are young guys like me and you.
Right.
And they get
Thank
up.
Thank you.
They get up and tell their stories in a private room full of other CEOs. They tell their story of how they did it. And then we have them sit down at a panel of our preferred advisors, and we process that exit. We reprocess that exit with a live room full of CEOs. So this is very unlike the typical format when you go to hear the talking heads and at the end they say, okay, we've got time for two questions and then we got to go. We have master facilitators who are members of the Business Exit Forum who actually facilitate a conversation between the CEO, the panel, and the audience. And we get into some pretty wonky level of details.
And are the sessions involving a large number of CEOs, or is it usually a smaller number? It would seem that the smaller number would generate a lot more interesting and intimate discussion and contact.
Yeah, absolutely. The last one that we did, we had about 25 CEOs in the room. And then we had about a third of them, eight of them, when I put out the call to action at the end and said, if you want to go deeper with the Business Exit Forum, you can actually privately process your exit, your growth strategy and your exit strategy with the members of the Business Exit Forum, no obligation, no cost. We had 8 of these CEOs take us up on it, which was just astounding. And it just shows that people are desperate for knowledge. For most of these folks, this is the single biggest event financially of their life. And unless they're a 30-year-old tech whiz, they're only going to do it once.
Right, right. So content is key. What kinds of companies are going to belong to this Business Exit Forum or want to participate in the whole process?
Well, we took a little bit different view of the model. You know, there's a million places out there that are trying to get CEOs to join a subscriber service or to go to a monthly meeting. And having led companies for many, many years, I can tell you that's not going to work. What we did is we said, let's make the members of the Business Exit Forum what we call our preferred advisors.
Okay.
Those are our members. And they're our content providers. So we have CPA firms, CVAs, valuation analysts, estates and trust, of course.
Right.
We have commercial banks like BB&T that are members, growth strategists like myself, facilitators, ESOP specialists are really key.
That's an important part, yeah.
It is. You know, the IPO market is so far in the can right now. Most companies over the next 10 years, though they may flirt with an IPO, they're probably going to end up doing an ESOP or something like it. So there's actually 14 different disciplines that we bring to the table, which sort of makes our point. You know, when you've got a $2 or $3 million company, you probably call your attorney, you call your CPA that you grew up with or you know, early on.
Right.
When you've got a $50 million company, $150 million company, it's a lot more complex. So we brought together all the 14 disciplines that are truly involved, even issues like mental readiness.
Right.
How do you go from running a $50 million company to running a foundation or running a golf cart from 100 miles to zero overnight? And that's why so many people actually don't sell their business at the right time, because you know the market has to be ready, you have to be ready, the business has to be ready, and that's a lot of alignment.
And they get a lot of juice out of running these businesses. They get a lot of satisfaction.
Yeah, your identity gets wrapped up in it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
When is the right time for a business owner, a CEO, to intersect or interact with the Business Exit Forum?
You would think by the name that it would be right at the end, but if you wait until the end, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen in a meaningful way. I think if you follow Stephen Covey's advice, design with the end in mind,
right.
I think the day that you start your business, you should not build it to sell, but you should build it to be sellable, to be transferable.
Right.
Essentially, the buyer's buying a revenue stream that right. can operate autonomous of you.
Right.
So,
which makes it the most valuable.
Absolutely. So as soon as you can envision the horizon line, the point on the horizon says, okay, guys, it's going to be 3 years, or it's going to be 10 years, or it's going to be when my son's old enough, whatever. As soon as you can actually visualize that horizon line, that's when you need to start planning for your exit. And you can work with these advisors along the entire continuum and beyond, right?
Wealth management
and planning, dealing with the tax consequences of selling the business, et cetera.
What words of advice would you give to listeners who are interested in growing and selling or transitioning their business from one generation to the next, or from management to another management team?
Well, I tell you that the best advice I can give, and this is actually a quick, funny story. One time I was just beating my head against the wall with one of my companies. And my wife, who's in biotech, so completely different from my world, she just solved that problem in a nanosecond.
How?
Well, that's what I asked. And she said, she's from South Korea. And uh-huh. She said, well, John, don't you know even a monk can't shave his own head? So my best advice is to seek advice. And that's so difficult. Remember I said at the beginning that a lot of the really big breakthroughs for CEOs and business owners and management teams come from not what they add in, but from what they're willing to give up.
Right.
And one of the biggest things that we can all give up is trying to do this alone. And that's really the impetus behind this.
John, if people want to get in touch with you to find out more about the Business Exit Forum, how do they do that?
The best way is to reach us through the website, and it's thebusinessexitforum.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate what you're doing for the community, Wayne. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, too. And everyone, listen in next week for another special topic and special guest. Also, I invite you to go to my blog at blueprintforwealth.org to get the latest on tax, estate planning, and business planning. And lastly, don't forget to come out to see the Master Singers of Virginia, either in Ashburn or at Falls Church, www.msva.org, to hear the Rachmaninoff Vespers. Have a great week.